Welcome to Health Podcast in Ghana. Information about a variety of medical subjects. Before we start this podcast, don't forget the following. These health podcasts provide free of charge information about general medical conditions and problems. It is in no case a substitute for a doctor. For questions about your own situation, we refer you to a health care professional.
Welcome to this health podcast. It is always good that you listen. My name is Francis Kweku Owusu, nurse practitioner and a senior nurse manager in Karaga Municipal Hospital. In this podcast, we are going to talk about sickle cell disease. Our goal of this podcast is to talk about health so that you will live longer and be more productive in the society.
Thank you, Mr. Francis, for another time with you today. What is sickle cell disease?
Thank you very much. Sickle cell disease is an inherited disease characterized by two abnormal hemoglobin inherited from our parents. If we say abnormal hemoglobin, we mean that the blood is made up of a lot of cells, and the red part, or what makes our blood red, is the hemoglobin. And when the hemoglobin are abnormal in shape, then it makes the patient a sickle cell patient. So sickle cell is an inherited disease from our parents that makes the patient's hemoglobin abnormal. And so because they are abnormal, it is not able to work as it's supposed to work. Yeah, that is sickle cell.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So please, what are the causes of such? Already you mentioned that we inherit it. Is it possible we can also get it from any, apart from inheriting from family?
Thank you very much. Sickle cell basically is inheritance. Your parents, both parents have it, and then it is transmitted to the baby or to the child.
Okay.
So that is the main thing about sickle cell. And it is also common among the blacks, African origin, and then sometimes people in the Asian places also. Even in America, it is common among the blacks because the blacks come from Africa. Yes, the typical whites don't have sickle cell problem. So it's a black man disease. And then where it is believed that it is also found at where malaria or mosquitoes are. So if you look at some of the theories, they believe that the body is trying to dodge the malaria parasite from being infested with its hemoglobin. So the body in its own wisdom try to mutate or change the hemoglobin so that the malaria parasite will not infect it. So by so doing, it make the blood sickle, and then it brought another disease. So that is why it is among the blacks and areas where mosquitoes or malaria is. Yes.
Okay. So how do I know if I have this disease?
Yes. The signs and symptoms are obvious. The patients always complain of pain in the bones, sometimes in the joints. Sometimes when the weather become cold, they are always in pain. And the pain can be acute or chronic, you see. And they also have anemia. Anemia is when their blood level reduces. So they become weak. They are not able to do what they're supposed to do. And then sometimes they are prone to infections. And then there is an organ in the abdomen called spleen. The spleen also get problems. Sometimes they don't grow well. You see, they don't grow well. In our local parlance, we call them sickles. You see, even though some books discourage us from calling them like that, but that is what the Ghanaian parlance calls them, sickles. And every language in Ghana has the way they call it. In Akan, they call it imbubui, you see, or imwewe. Dagbani call it darimi, and other stuffs like that. Yes. Some Akan people call it ahututu. You see, ahututu means the body is always paining. You see, sometimes they have what you call acute chest syndrome. They have a difficulty in breathing, and then chest pains. You see, sometimes they even get stroke. As young as they may be, even below 5 years, they can get stroke. Sometimes they get eye problems, vision problems. Sometimes their hearts are also involved, so they get heart problems also. And then sometimes they get liver, and you know, the liver is also implicated in some of these things. Sometimes skin. Sometimes their teeth are not well formed. I have a lot of ulcers on their skin. So the signs and symptoms of sickle cell disease is a lot because of the role that the hemoglobin play in our body.
So what are the complications to this disease?
Yes, the complications are a lot, as I said earlier. Some of the complications are very devastating. Like I said, you can get stroke. You see, sometimes they get avascular necrosis. That means the hip bone, the blood supply there is impeded. So the hip bone becomes weak, and sometimes they break. You see, so they have to go and do total hip replacement. It's a major surgery. Sometimes they get anemia. Sometimes they get ulcers on the leg. Sometimes they even die. You see, when the crisis is not well managed, they even die as a complication of the sickle cell. Like I said, they don't even grow well. You see, some of them get kidney problems. You see, yeah, so these are some of the complications of sickle cell. You see, yeah.
So what can one do to prevent this disease?
Yes. If you know the condition, then we have what you call non-pharmacological approach. And then pharmacological approach. When we say non-pharmacological approach, what we mean is that we are trying to help the patient without medication. So number one, we advise them to take good hydration. That means they should be drinking water enough. Because when they don't drink water and they are dehydrated, then the crisis come. So enough water intake on daily basis. We also want to educate them or talk to them about maintenance of good nutrition. And then also avoidance of precipitating cause of crisis, such as malaria, dehydration, stress, excessive exercise, and exposure to extreme weathers. So when the weather become cold, you see, we advise them to put on long dresses, both to cover the head, the hands, and the legs, so you don't expose them to extreme cold, either too much hot or too much cold, and also to prevent them from getting malaria. Because if you expose your legs in the evenings, the malaria will get you, and then their malaria, it can be very bad. So we also want to guide against that. And then also, we educate the parents on how this patient must be handled. And then also, we also want to talk to those who have not even given birth yet about some of these conditions, so that they guide themselves against going to marry a partner who has sickle cell. You have a sickle cell, you're going to marry a partner who has sickle cell, then your children will have that disease. So sometimes the education on before marriage is very important. You know, and then if we want to go to the pharmacological approach, that is where we use medications. So we give them infusions, we give them painkillers, hydrations, anti-malarials, antibiotics, sometimes even blood transfusion, and then folic acid. You know, in Ghana now we have what you call hydroxyurea that the government introduced into the National Health Insurance Scheme. So that even patients who have sickle cell can go to the hospital and the specialist will put them on this medication under strict monitoring. And that also helps them to reduce their crisis and even reduce their complications. So hydroxyurea has been a medical breakthrough in Ghana as far as sickle cell disease is concerned. you know, so vaccinations also, because they are prone to infection. So we advise them to be taking all kinds of vaccines, you know, hepatitis, typhoid vaccines, cholera vaccines, because when they get sickness or disease, the way they express it is normally on the extreme side, because they are not strong. You see, their immunity is always low compared to the one who doesn't have it. So we advise that the vaccination also helps in terms of the medication. Yes.
Okay, thank you. But besides all that you've said, is there anything else you want to add, please?
Yes. We also want to say that if we are sickle cell patients, you must always check for these signs. When you see them, you quickly rush to the hospital or tell your parent. Or if the parents see it in the child, she or he or the both parents must quickly rush this child to the hospital. Number one, abdominal pains, and then chest pains, and then persistent fever, persistent headache. Some of these things can be very devastating. You may think it's a normal pain, but some of these pains can be very devastating. So abdominal pains, chest pains, persistent fever, persistent headache. If you don't come to the hospital in time, you may get complications. And then also avoid smoking, avoid alcohol. You know, if you're a sickle cell patient and you are getting yourself indulging alcohol and then smoking, it can make your case worse, you see. And then also drugs that have not been prescribed by a doctor as a sickle cell patient, don't try, don't go there. You see, because people do that and they get addicted to some of the strong painkillers, Pethidine and Tramadol and all that, you know. So we always want to advise that the medication must be given to you by a qualified health worker. That's why we advise them to always come to the hospital for proper management. Folic acid is one of the medications that is used to prevent sickle cell crisis. When the patient is kept on folic acid, and it's supposed to be for life, you must take it daily, 5 milligrams daily. Every doctor who knows you are a sickle cell patient will make sure you are on your sickle cell so that you don't get the crisis, or even if there's a crisis, it will be reduced.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Francis, for yet another opportunity with you today. I am sure we have learned so much that can prevent and also save lives. I believe another time again we call on you, you'll be with us again. Thank you, listeners. I believe also you will also look into our podcast for other subject, health subjects. Thank you for your time. Until we meet again.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hopefully, this information helps you to make healthy decisions in life.